Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we welcome you, and hopefully you are having a blessed week and a great commute, getting all ready for the weekend and Christmas coming up. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash them! Merry Christmas. Yeah. Thrash the commies. Right. Well, it just came out. It just came up.
Yes, it was uncontrollable, right?
Yeah, it was this thing that took over me. And
well, we've got some thrashing to do. All right,
yeah,
and mostly in the direction of the Colorado Supreme Court justices.
Ooh.
And hey, we've got all their names for everybody.
We got names.
We got names. So, you know, write these names down. Keep them in your notebook of notebooks of Soros paid anybody in the legal or the judicial system that's paid by Soros that are out there committing these egregious crimes against our Constitution and against our legal elections. And
yeah,
so we need that list of all of these perps that are doing this. And I'm blown away that judges are the ones that are the criminals.
Well, there's a reason why even the Bible had to warn one of the kings. What was my favorite verses too? And I can't remember it right off the top of my head. He's warning the judges, be careful because you judge for the Lord. I mean, when you
make
your judgments, this was a warning to judges,
yep,
people that oversee legal matters, warning them,
yep,
that God's watching everything you do.
Right.
And so judge according to the Lord, as unto the Lord.
Well, exactly. And if they're not judging within the parameters of the law, what was the purpose of them going to law school to learn what the law is? You know what I mean? It just blows me away that you can spend a minimum of 8 years getting a degree and passing your bar and then deciding, oh, to heck with that. I am going to be an attorney and then work to be a judge that does not follow the law and refuses to prosecute criminals.
That's how they think differently. That's the whole point right there. They don't think like we do.
Right.
They are not judges. They are activists.
Yep.
And they have strategically placed themselves in positions that can make a serious impact and a lasting impact for their handlers and all the way back to the professors who brainwashed them.
Yep.
And now they're carrying out their marching orders.
These people had to be students of Alinsky, I'd have
to
say.
Exactly, because these kind of people don't go to school to learn law and go, oh, this is the right thing to do in this situation here, this legal thing. No, their job, when you find these people that call themselves constitutional attorneys, they go and learn the Constitution so that they can find the ways to weasel and wiggle through it and around it. And that's why they study it, so
yep,
that they can subvert it,
yep,
so they can exploit it. And just like it goes back to John Adams, he said, our Constitution is not suitable for the governing of anybody but moral and religious people. It's wholly
That's right.
inadequate for any other. If you have righteous, moral people with Christian values, the Constitution is not broken.
Right.
It works, but it can only govern a moral and religious people, and they targeted our morality because they knew it was the strength of this country.
Right. Well, and that's the interesting part here is that, you know, that was the key word that you used there was subvert, because this is clearly subversion.
Absolutely.
And just here's the sinister part of all of that is that they learn the law to subvert it.
Yes.
And then they have the gall to turn back around and accuse all of the lawful, law-abiding people of doing unconstitutional things.
Yes.
That is the sinister element.
Right.
Where they're not just ignorant. They're not just stupid.
Right.
They're conniving. They are absolutely backwards and criminal. And so, you know, this is who we are dealing with right now.
Yeah. And
the scary part is that this happened in Colorado. However, the California Lieutenant Governor, Eleni Koulounakis, is urging the Secretary of State to explore every legal option to remove Donald Trump from California's 2024 ballot.
Yes.
And so this is going to take off like a pandemic across all the communist-run states.
That's right.
And this has got to get under control because it is flat out just mind-blowingly illegal. And
yeah.
So and we've got this statement here from legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who rips the Colorado decision to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. He says, this country is a powder keg and this court is just throwing matches at it.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's a true statement. These people are criminals. Here's their names, in fact. Their names, the four Colorado Supreme Court justices who just voted to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot: Richard L. Gabriel, Melissa Hart, Monica M. Marquez, William W. Hood III. Those four criminals are they're Soros backed.
Yes.
And so this is how this election is going to go. This is going to get quite crafty, I might say.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the whole end goal is to make sure that Trump does not get back in the White House.
Yep.
That's the ultimate goal. The media right now, they're complicit in their part right now. You're seeing them read from the same script. And I just saw a posting. I was trying to find it because it just came back to me. I just recalled it. But all of the headlines and all of the narratives of the opening statements of the media is Trump dictator, Trump threat, Trump returning to the White House is the greatest threat to democracy. They're using dictator. He wants his second term. He's going to be a dictator, and they're all using the same terminology and phraseology, and which actually sadly works on the masses, the useful idiots, you know, the masses of people. But Patriots know better,
right? And that's the thing too, is boy, if you know, Trump is able to get back into office in 2024 somehow with all the election rigging machines in place. I don't know how he's going to do it.
It would have to be God.
Yeah. Because if he gets back into office, he had better, first of all, get that out of control criminal media completely under control and gut that thing, because that is what is leading the whole destruction of this nation, is the lying media mouthpiece.
Right. Well, I think we need to also be thinking about the worst case scenario, and that is that Trump does not get in. In fact, many people, and Amir Sarfati was saying this exactly what I was thinking, will there even be 2024 elections?
Good question.
And he says, right. I don't think so. And I'm thinking, I don't think so, because they cannot beat him. They know it.
Right.
And this is why, first, we're going to try to prosecute him. If that doesn't work, we're going to try to remove him from the ballot. If that doesn't work, we're going to try to kill him. I mean, one way or the
and
other.
Then we've got a minimum of 12 million illegal aliens here to attack us that if they can't get rid of him before the election, they'll probably just drop the flag and say, all right, everybody, all of you paid illegals that we paid through the UN to come here. Now you're going to have to be our army and attack the people. This is seriously how it's looking.
Combined with a combined cyber attack, which is now becoming mainstream. They're all talking about it. Even the Obamas come out with this produced Netflix, which nobody should be watching Netflix anyway, but this coming cyber attack. And they're setting the stage right now for absolutely whatever it takes, and I mean use your imagination, whatever it takes to keep him from getting in, even if that means not having elections at all because of the state of our country at that time.
Right.
Well, anyway, let's get to the word of the day. We want to stay close to him right now. Man,
well,
more than ever.
Well, you're not kidding. Well, and the Lord has... an opinion about this as well. And so this is a random turning for Thrashakami Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
And it comes to us from Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, which reads under the title, Herod's Violence to the Church. It's interesting. He's always the random turning, the interjection of the word from the Lord always has something to do directly with what's going on.
Yeah.
And so it reads again under that title, Herod's Violence to the Church. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, Gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, Put on your garment and follow me. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down the street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. And that's it. And the interesting part here is Herod was responsible for killing James. And there's actually two James in this part
yes.
that they're talking about
right.
here. And the James that was killed, he was actually beheaded. Herod had his head chopped off. And it says here that the Acts of the Apostles records that Herod the king, which is identified with Herod Agrippa the first, had James executed by the sword. And it suggested that this may have been caused by James' fiery temper, in which he and his brother earned the nickname Boanerges, or Sons of Thunder.
Right.
And so it's also recorded that James was beheaded by order of King Herod Agrippa the first of Judea, according to Spanish tradition. According to Spanish tradition, his body was taken to Santiago de Compostela,
yeah.
where his shrine attracts Christian pilgrims from all over the world.
We just watched a documentary on that.
Yep.
Fascinating.
And, yep, it sure was. And then also the other brother was the half-brother to Jesus.
Yes.
So the two James are James, son of Zebedee.
Yes.
And he was the one that was beheaded. And so the other James in Acts 12 is actually Jesus' half-brother.
Right.
And so it's kind of interesting there. But the other interesting part here is that right after this happens, Herod has a violent death himself. It says that, Herod's violent death. It said that, so on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, the voice of a god and not of a man. Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died.
Wow.
And so that was probably the same angel that let Peter go.
Yeah.
And so here, Herod didn't live very long after that, which just shows that when you're in the heat of things, when you're under persecution, that is when God is closest to you.
He is
absolutely right there with you. And so
Could we get that angel to pay a little visit to Washington, D.C.?
No kidding.
Anytime soon?
No kidding. And so it's just always interesting that people have nothing to be afraid of in these situations where the Lord says, you know, don't be afraid. I am always with you. He's not kidding. He absolutely is very, very close to you. As your times get more difficult, he gets that much closer.
Right. Well, that's an encouraging one there. You've got, you know, believers getting beheaded, but that's just part of that story.
Right.
You know, there's a lot going on there, and it is really cool to see God working and, you know, to trust him, because we can relate. I mean, we need these kind of scriptures today because it's just as relevant 2,000 years later.
That's right.
You know.
Well, and you know, that's why he picked these people, you know, each one of them except for John they were martyred.
Yeah.
And so just like it says, if you suffer for Christ, you will reign with him.
That's
And so always just keep that in mind, and you know, keep it also in mind that it's an honor. It is a privilege to be able to suffer for the Lord, because when you're looking back, when you're in eternity and you're with the Lord and you're looking back at what you did for him, that is when you will be proud of what you did, and the more valiant you act on his behalf, the prouder you get to be in heaven.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and the example of that is that those 12 disciples who sacrificed everything, ultimately their lives, have layers of the New Jerusalem with their name on them, right?
Right, yep.
And so, I mean, yeah, they're going to be completely, they're foundational to the New Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
In the most literal sense.
Yep.
You know, so pretty cool. But, well, thank you for that. That's, what was the scripture?
That was Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11.
All right. Okay, got it. All right, well, thank you.
Yep, praise God.
Indeed. All right, we'll go into the break here with some Coleman Underground, God is Great, Coleman Underground out of Spokane. And we will be back with segment two right after these messages. Stay right there.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
How do communists gain control of non-communist governments? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest, controlling the courts, terrorizing political and economic opponents, by obtaining government positions and secrets.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for your support. We are listener supported. We do have a couple of commercial sponsors who do help offset some of the cost. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that website is prepping2-0.com. But if you want to help keep us on the air, and we greatly need it, go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the donate tab. Well, Lady Liberty, Christmas week here. We've got we've got a little tradition we like to do on the week of
That's
Christmas.
Right. Yep.
And it's your turn today.
Okay. Well, so for the Christmas joke today, it is, what is green, covered in Christmas lights and Christmas bulbs, and goes ribbit? A mistletoe.
a mistletoe. I wouldn't have guessed that. I'm usually pretty good about guessing some of these.
You are. But, yeah.
But yep. Now that one took me by surprise. That's, well, I was going to say it, but I had a frog in my throat.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Oh, by the way, I found that scripture too. It's Jehoshaphat's additional reforms, a warning in 2 Chronicles chapter 19. He says, he set up judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city. And he said to the judges, take heed to what you are doing, for you do not judge for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Now, therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality, nor taking of bribes. These judges are going to be held accountable for their partisan, divisive, no fear of God decisions.
Right. No yep. kidding.
And, well, speaking of that, we've got this audio file if you want to set that up.
We do, but just one second. There's, yeah. By the way, everyone, welcome back to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash them. I thought you said that. Okay.
Nope. Well, okay. So this, you know, it's getting bad in this nation when El Salvador thumbs their nose at the United States and looks down on us. Okay. It says, just in response to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling to remove Donald J. Trump from the presidential ballot, the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, posted to Twitter, "The United States has lost its ability to lecture any other country about democracy." Ew, boy.
Oh, man.
Ew, boy.
That one stings.
That's a sting, and it's a stain on this stupid nation. I'm sorry. At this point, I'm sorry. When you've got judges that are throwing the greatest president that we've seen in a couple hundred years off their ballot, oh my gosh.
Well, it's the reason why he's the greatest president, because he's a threat to them.
And El Salvador is now saying, give me a break. Don't ever lecture any of us again about democracy.
Yes.
Shoo scram, U.S.
Yep.
That
well,
is
you
insulting.
Know, sadly, they got a point.
They do. They've got a perfect point. That's how bad this nation is getting right
that's
now.
That's right. Okay, so this clip, speaking of Colorado and this horrible, abysmal, this is just the first one. They're planning on doing this in states, in blue states all across the country.
Yeah, this is their plan. The secretaries of state are going to go on the attack.
This is plan B. This is if we can't prosecute him with all these frivolous lawsuits, we're going to try to get him off the ballot. So we're at plan B. You know, they've got plan C, D, and E as well. Right now we're up to B. So what is this?
Okay, so this is a clip that I've got here. This is a Fox News update with the all-time greatest election interference recorded on the planet. And so just go ahead and listen here to what he has to say.
The Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection against the United States on January 6th, and under the 14th Amendment, he's constitutionally prohibited from holding office. Therefore, Donald Trump's name will not appear on the ballot of the Republican primary in Colorado, and therefore not appear on the ballot in the general election in Colorado. That is, unless the U.S. Supreme Court takes the case. Donald Trump will be appealing the ruling, and the Supreme Court has until January 4th to announce if it will take it. We expect the Supreme Court to hear it before this Colorado thing sets a precedent and affects Trump's ballot access in other states. The Colorado lawsuit was filed by a Soros-funded outlet, decided by an all-Democrat-appointed Supreme Court, and the Democrat Colorado Secretary of State, within a split second, was celebrating on MSNBC.
Look, I believe he incited the insurrection. There were big questions around Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and the Colorado Supreme Court has weighed in a very loud way. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has to apply to the presidency, because if not, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
The Trump campaign responded to the lawsuit just now saying, quote, Democrat Party leaders are in a state of paranoia over the growing dominant lead President Trump has amassed in the polls. They have lost faith in the failed Biden presidency and are now doing everything they can to stop the American voters from throwing them out of office next November. We have full confidence that the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in our favor and finally put an end to these un-American lawsuits. Remember, Biden won Colorado by nearly 14 points. This was never about Colorado's ballot access. This was about having a targeted lawsuit aimed at setting a precedent to knock Trump off dozens of state ballots and disqualify him by any means necessary from the presidency, therefore denying the people their right to vote.
Okay, that is just staggering. And what they're doing, these Colorado judges made this decision as if Trump had already been convicted of inciting an insurrection.
Exactly.
He never has been convicted of anything.
Right.
And they are operating as if they're able to progress because he's been convicted.
This should be a very easy decision for the Supreme Court. And this should have been an easy decision if they weren't leftist communist political activists for the Colorado Supreme Court. This is a clear lack of due process.
Absolutely.
And which is a guarantee under the Constitution. So, yeah, they're acting like he's been tried and convicted of this crime.
Right.
And he has not. And he's innocent until, presumed innocent until proven guilty. And he has not been proven guilty.
Right.
So,
we've got one of our listeners, he posted an excellent response to this problem in Colorado. He said, using the Colorado SC rule of law, Florida and Texas should declare Biden is guilty of treason for aiding and abetting and therefore will not be on their ballot.
Exactly. And that's where this is going to go. It's just this whole tower is going to start crumbling because you're going to have all these red states pulling Biden from their ballots because there is evidence. Of course, it goes back to due process. He hasn't been convicted of it. But still, it's just an absolute mess.
And yeah, this is what happens when leadership refuses to follow the laws, when they feel like they can just do whatever they want from now on.
Well, sadly, they are doing whatever they want, and that's what's bringing our country to a very dangerous edge.
Yep.
And we'll be talking more about that, but we're out of time. So you guys have a blessed day. Be safe. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.